This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon. You're listening to Enterprise Biz Bites. This is Angeline Tay, and in the studio with me is Arvind Yuvaraj. We have a bunch of stories today about Google on smartphones, Baidu losing its AI whiz, and we also checked in with Lazada for their fifth anniversary here in Malaysia.
Yeah, you know, speaking of Lazada and online shopping, news just dropped like an hour ago that Amazon has delayed its launch here in Southeast Asia.
Well, really? That's quite unexpected.
Yeah, it's like a plot twist. They were supposed to launch here in the first quarter of the year, but obviously that's not happening anymore. The interesting part is that they're launching in Australia first, and then they'll move into Singapore, or I'm supposing like another prime market in this part of the world.
And there's two ways to look at this. Do they see no market here, so they're backing up for now, or is it the competition here is so stiff that they're actually taking a step back and drawing up new plans and strategies?
Yeah, I think it's the second one. It has to be the second one, because we know that e-commerce ecosystem here is quite healthy, and it's growing, and there's a lot of like untapped market all over the place. But we also have very big players like Alibaba who have stuck their flag in a lot of markets. So maybe Amazon is like gearing up for some intense competition.
It's a very interesting turn of events, but you know, Amazon's arrival here is going to happen one way or the other. And a heated competition is only healthy for everyone involved, because it will keep them sharp, and in the end of the day, the consumers will benefit the most. So I guess that's the way it should be.
Yeah, but you know who else is winning? Women entrepreneurs. Ooh. Like, that's our first story of the day, because it's a record-breaking year for self-made women billionaires. And this is just because there are more self-made women billionaires in the world's billionaires Forbes 27 list in its 30-year history. Now, there's a record of 56 women who made their own 10-digit fortunes. But that's not the only way self-made women billionaires are breaking records this year.
Wow, that's like 30-year history, and this is the first time that women's breaking the record. Mm-hmm. And you know how the US has the most billionaires overall, but most women entrepreneurs with the 10-digit fortune actually comes from Asia, with 29 of them. And the States, nice, you know, come in second with 17 self-made women billionaires. So a majority of women billionaires are actually from Asia or America.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, clearly. I mean, because Asia is continuing to prove it's the most hospitable region for female entrepreneurs. Of the 15 newcomers this year, 13 come from China, Hong Kong, Vietnam or Japan. For the second year in a row, the richest self-made woman in the world is Hong Kong-based Zhu Chunfei. Her publicly traded Lens Technology, that's HQ'd in China. It makes glasses and glass covers for the mobile phones and tablets for big consumers, big customers like Apple and Samsung. So since 2010, there's only been one year where the world's richest self-made woman isn't from Asia.
And here's one other new record. Self-made women make up more of the billionaires list than the group ever has before, which is at 2.7% compared to 2.3% last year. While, you know, self-made women still make up just a small slice of all the billionaires in the world, but consider that self-made women are a fast-growing group. And just 5 years ago, self-made women accounted for 1.8% of the list. So this is, 50% less?
Yeah. So Forbes' 30th ranking of the world's billionaires includes more than 2,000 names who are worth a combined of $7.67 trillion U.S. dollars, by the way. There's never been more, and the group has never had so much wealth before. But the self-made women billionaires are joining the three-comma club very, very, very fast, very much quicker. Mm-hmm. The group has increased 170% since 2009, compared with the number of billionaires overall increasing 157% since then.
And it's not just the numbers of self-made women that have surged. The amount of wealth the self-made women have created is also a record at 1.68% of the total billionaires list, and up, you know, I guess it's up 0.2% from last year.
Mm-hmm. So then there's another record. Self-made women billionaires have a combined net worth of 129 billion US dollars, which is up from the 96.9 billion last year. And then 2017 marks the first year since Forbes has been tracking the fortunes of the super rich, that self-made women billionaires own more than 100 billion in assets.
Wow, that's a lot of zeros right there,
yeah,
right?
Yep.
Yeah, well, you know, the percentage points are small, but when you look at the wealth of self-made women compared with all billionaires, consider this group, the self-made women, are growing as a percentage of all women billionaires are so much quicker, right? And self-made women have a combined net worth of 16% of the wealth wealth of all female billionaires. And that percentage is a record high and has doubled in the past 5 years alone.
Yeah, that is like super growth, like super fast.
Yeah, and moving on, since we're talking about China, Baidu has dealt a big blow this week. Their chief scientist, Andrew Ng, is quitting the company.
So, yeah, because he was billed as a big hire back in 2014 as he joined the Chinese search engine to oversee its research initiatives in artificial intelligence, especially work in speech recognition. And during his tenure, the Chinese tech giant did quite a bit. They opened research centers for deep learning, big data research, AI, and just more recently, they had the augmented reality stuff.
And before Baidu, Andrew founded Google Brain, which is Google's deep learning research project. They famously built a neural network that can recognize cats. He's also the co-founder of education platform Coursera, and is an adjunct professor of deep learning at Stanford University.
Yeah, so his resignation will be a big loss for Baidu. The company poured about $430 million into research and development in the final 3 months of the year, a near 20% increase from last year. And this was mostly to focus on its initiatives in AI, which was Andrew's baby.
Baidu has also been ramping up its investments in AI startups such as voice assistant startup Raven Tech, which it acquired this year. And I think just last month, Baidu also announced plans to help Chinese government build a national AI lab. I wonder what will happen to all these new initiatives now, right? Or who will take over these projects?
Yeah, you have to wonder, right? I mean, the best part is Andrew's reputation drew other talented AI researchers to Baidu. Adam Coates, or Cortez, who is the director of Baidu's Silicon Valley AI lab, he met with Andrew when he was a junior at Stanford. Wow. He was studying for computer science. It was after working with Andrew that he decided to focus on deep learning. So maybe he could, you know, take over for Andrew for now.
And whoever comes in to replace Andrew has huge shoes to fill, right?
Yeah, big, huge, massive shoes.
Yeah, and now it's time for a break. We'll play a song called She's So Fine to celebrate this women billionaire. And we'll be right back. BFM 89.9.
Brilliant football maneuvers on BFM 89.9.
You're still listening to Enterprise Biz Bytes with me, Angie, and Arvin. You know, we cover a lot of e-commerce stories on Biz Bytes, and we usually speak about how either Alibaba is venturing into new territories or widening its scope of business, as well as how other online shopping platforms are expanding to reach a wider audience. Now, one thing you can't deny is that on a local level, as in we Malaysians, we've really caught on to the online shopping movement and have made it a means of doing off, you know, for our shopping, and even if it's not an alternative level.
Yeah, so I think a surprising reveal by a couple of e-commerce business owners that we've had on the show is how a large chunk of online shoppers are actually outside the urban areas, which makes sense because this basically brings the mall to them instead of them having to travel, to like the nearest city to do all their shopping.
Exactly, and now we also notice that Lazada is celebrating its 5th year anniversary here in Malaysia, which is a milestone.
Huge milestone, yeah.
Yeah, and they're running a huge anniversary sale that started yesterday and ends tomorrow. So there's a bunch of big discounts. So it reminds me a lot of the Black Friday sales that we see in November. And since e-commerce is such a hot topic on the show all the time, we decided to catch up with Hans-Peter Russell, CEO of Lazada Malaysia, to get his insights on the last 5 years of Lazada in Malaysia, as well as the overall health of the online shopping ecosystem here in Malaysia.
It is, looking back after the first couple of years, they have been very, very tough, no? And I think it has been a great journey, and today we see, after 5 years, that we see that as a validation of our decision to come into e-commerce in this region. The amount of brands that support us, the thousands, tens of thousands of merchants on our platform, the millions of customers, it's just a validation of our vision that is now, you know, unfolding itself and becoming reality. It's just something that we are proud of, that we have been able to increase our share here and maybe even help to grow the e-commerce market itself. Being the credible platform by partnering up with the brands and giving the brands the confidence that online is a valid channel for them. These are all things that really shaped what Lazada is today. And we are very excited what the future will bring, and I'm very excited that we are part of this industry.
Yeah, so I think another testimony to the strength of the local e-commerce market is how many brands have embraced the method of online sales and how many major brands are using channels like Lazada to boost their sales and, you know, just to like reach out to audiences that they couldn't access before. So Hans also spoke a bit about this and the future of Lazada and just e-commerce in general.
You will have way more online, offline, multi-channel interaction between the brands, the sellers and the customers. And we will continue to focus on our fundamentals, which is adding more products and assortments, building strong fulfillment capabilities and providing good customer experience, and basically continue to partner up with brands and creating a unique experience where brands can engage with their customer base, both offline and online.
Yeah, so it's a good sign for the online commerce ecosystem here in Malaysia. And it looks like things are only going to continue to grow as internet access becomes available to more and more people.
Yeah, and by the way, we also have a much longer interview with Hans that we did a few months ago where he speaks in depth about Lazada's footprint here, as well as what the future holds. So if you want to check that out, just look for Lazada on the BFM app or on our website. We'll be back in just a few minutes. This is Enterprise Biz Bytes, BFM 89.9.
Busy finding money. BFM 89.9.
Yes, we're back on Enterprise Biz Bytes with Angie and Arvind. Moving on to our last story. So if you use the Google functions on your mobile, you would have noticed small changes over the year affecting the look and feel and user experience of most Google apps. And things are going to keep on changing, apparently. And this is going to happen very, very soon. So you've been warned.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so since its inception, Google search engine has evolved from simply displaying blue links to pulling up full answers to questions and showing relevant data before you even ask for it. And now the company is building shortcuts into the mobile version of Google Search that will make it possible for you to find answers to popular queries by tapping rather than typing.
Yeah, both the Google Search app and the Search homepage on the mobile web will now include shortcuts for areas of interest such as the weather, sports, food and drinks and entertainment. Mm-hmm. So if you look at the Google app on your phone right now, it currently shows news headlines relevant to your interests, the weather and sports scores, if that's your thing, and all. And this is all in one feed. But with the update, users will be able to tap individual topics to browse an entire feed of information related specifically to that subject.
Yeah, so I guess making it more user-friendly or something like that. So basically, choosing entertainment, for example, will show showtimes, then you'll have trailers and news related to movies and TV, while the sports category will pull up scores and news related to your favorite teams. Google is positioning this as a way to dive into specific topics more deeply rather than just touching on these subjects in the Google's app's main feed. The results, of course, will vary depending on what your search history and preferences are.
Mm, I think they're just going one level up. It's something like Flipboard where you choose your interests, but Google has all this feed with the entire
Yeah, you can curate your stuff and all. It's like Netflix also,
yeah.
I guess.
Yeah. Okay, both Android and iOS will be getting new buttons too, but Android users will have many more options to choose from. In addition to the categories we mentioned earlier, Android device owners will also see shortcuts for animal sounds, a tip calculator, booking a flight, a unit converter, and nearby ATMs and grocery stores.
Mm-hmm. The animal sounds I'm interested in. Maybe the moo or something.
So, we need that for tomorrow.
Yeah, for tomorrow's story. Yeah, so stay tuned for that. I'm really looking forward to the ATM finder personally, because that's really useful, because I need to draw cash at some time and I don't know where the ATMs are. Google will also position the shortcuts you use most frequently on your homepage, while Android app users can tap an arrow to access the dozens of other choices. And Google will also eventually tweak these shortcuts to reflect current events as well, such as the NBA finals or say electronics in your area, just small things like that.
Mm. And while Google admits that the update may change a little about what people actually use Google for, it does tell you how much the company envisions its core product. It's another sign that Google is aiming to be a hub for all of your interests rather than just a means to finding answers to questions.
Mm-hmm.
All right, it's now time to wrap up the show. Before we go, here's a quick recap of the stories of the day. We first talked about how it's a record-breaking year for self-made women billionaires because there are more women who made their own 10-digit fortunes in the 30-year World's Billionaires Forbes list history. And most of them come from Asia.
Mm-hmm. That's some good stuff. And then Then we talked about Baidu's chief scientist, Andrew Ng, who is quitting the company, which is a big loss for Baidu because the company poured about $430 million into R&D, focusing on AI, which was Andrew's baby.
We also covered Lazada celebrating its 50th anniversary in Malaysia, and we caught up with the CEO of Lazada Malaysia, Hans-Peter Russell. He shared some insights on the last 5 years of Lazada in Malaysia and overall health of the online shopping ecosystem.
Yeah, and lastly, we talked about how Google will look different on a little different on your smartphone because the company is building shortcuts into the mobile version of Google Search that will make it possible for you to find answers to popular queries by tapping instead of typing.
And that's all the stories we covered for today's Enterprise Biz Bytes. We'll be posting up links to these stories so you can actually check them out on our BFM app that's available on both Google Play and App Store.
Yeah, and it's super easy to stream also. Up next is the Breakfast Grill Repeat. Julian Ng spoke to Robin Lee, who is the CEO at Hello Gold, which is a startup platform that allows investors to buy and sell gold online. They discussed the fintech landscape and the similarities between concurrency and gold.
And that's a wrap with Angeline Tay and Arvin Uvarach, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.